It's hard enough being an entrepreneur. It's even harder working, living, and breathing with your spouse. This motorcycle mama does it all. Today's guest, Chika Sakani, says the secret is to stay disciplined and not take business into the bedroom. This is YPO 10-Minute Tips from the Top. I'm Kevin Daum, and each week I bring you insights from the world's top executives of YPO. All made possible with grants from Gazelle's Growth Institute, www.growthinstitute.com. YPO member Chika Sakani is the managing director of Link International, a motorcycle wholesaler and importer supplying high-quality motorcycle and car parts to the Australian motorcycle industry for almost 30 years. With close to 100 staff across Australia, Link International is recognized as a market leader to suppliers, clients, and consumers. In 2011, driven by her love of cycling, Chika founded BikeRoar.com, that's BikeRoar.com, so she could help fellow cycle fanatics find, read, and rate reviews of all things related to cycling, from bike and parts reviews to cycling tours, tips, and trends. Chika, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I loved your story because it's just not every day that I meet an attractive woman who's in the motorcycle business, and I thought, we have to get you on the show. Tell us, how did you end up distributing motorcycle parts?
Well, going back a few years now, I was studying pharmacy, so I was working as a pharmacist in Sydney.
So you didn't grow up saying, I want to be an entrepreneur in the motorcycle business?
No, okay. Not at all. I was into health.
A drug dealer instead.
Yeah,
yes.
drug dealer, yes. Yeah, and then my dad visited me one time. We didn't have the best relationship back then. You know, a lot going on. My parents are separated and all that. And we started getting close when I was going through uni, and he asked me if I wanted to join the business. So I was looking.
So he already had a motorcycle distribution business.
Yeah, so he started back in 87 after, you know, a few failures because he moved from Japan to Australia and different cultures. Yeah, he partnered with the wrong people, made a lot of mistakes. But anyway, it was going from 87. And he approached me. Late 90s, and he asked me if I wanted to join, so I thought I'll give it a shot. I was looking at buying a pharmacy, so I thought I'd try that first. And 15 years later, I'm still here.
Because there's really not much difference between pharmacy and motorcycle parts.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Well, in a way, you know, your motorcycle's sick. You need the right cure in order to solve it. So so I guess it worked out pretty well. Did you have any reservations? Were you worried about managing people? What was your biggest fear about being an entrepreneur all of a sudden?
It was a completely different environment. I was in a retail environment. Lots of women suddenly going into male-dominated motorcycle industry. I didn't know anything about the products or industry. Yeah, just thrown in the deep end. So that was interesting.
How many employees did you have at the time?
We now have over 70. Back then we had about 50.
Did they respond well to all of a sudden having this young pharmacist girl come in and take over the company?
No.
How did you overcome that?
It didn't go down well. So the culture was not good when I joined, so I'm used to being in a happy environment, whereas when I first joined, there were a few people there that were quite bitchy. They're men. I didn't realize how bitchy some men can be. There were some bitchy
That's
people.
What my wife tells me all the time.
So yeah, there was a few bad seed, and eventually like we got rid of them, and or they left, became uncomfortable. We got more and more people that were good cultural fit.
Yeah.
Really good people.
Was there any one particular thing that you did to instill the right culture?
No, just putting the right people in the management, in the HR, in
different
departments.
So that helped to show the other people that they were not going to be happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And also getting rid of the wrong people. So I was not very popular in the beginning.
So you didn't have any fear. You were objective. You could go in and say, yeah, that right people, wrong people.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And I don't like bitchy environment. I'm going to work. I'm spending so many hours there. I wanted to work with good people.
Yeah. You're not a motorcycle rider.
No, I used to ride, and then I crashed the bike, and I came back from my trip, and my dad sold it back to the motorcycle shop. So actually, he told me not to buy a motorcycle before I bought it. So he told me not to buy it. So I went and bought it.
It's the, old, it's the old pushers never use concept. Yes.
Yeah. And then a few months later, he sold it. So yeah.
You're recently married.
Yes.
And
year ago.
You've not only acquired a husband, you've acquired a business partner.
Yeah. We've been together 10 years and we just got married a year ago, but I hired him about 3 years ago, and we've worked on a different project before, and I knew that I could work with him. So, you know, like
it was a good test then.
Yeah.
So that's important for spouses who work together. It's nice to have a little bit of a practice before you actually dig into the big business.
Oh, absolutely. So we worked together before, and I knew that we were a good fit. He's the total opposite to me. So.
And you've got a new venture together with your husband, right?
Well, yeah, he's my employee, so I'm 100%
sure. Does he do what you tell him to do all the time?
Not all the time. But he excels in his department. He's the CTO.
Okay.
You know, he's awesome. So
now it's similar. It's not motorcycles, but you're
it's cycling.
It's cycling.
So our customers are motorcycle dealers, and then their customers are consumers. It's a passionate industry, and same with cycling.
So tell me how you translated that into a product for cycling.
Yeah, sure. So I started 4 years ago, and I guess it was because of what I wanted. So I was getting into cycling, and you know, as a consumer, like, you know, I didn't know what road bikes to get. And I really like TripAdvisor because I'm going to a new city. I can look up stuff, reviews and all that, and find independent information. So I found it hard to research for what to buy when I'm a new cyclist. I wanted to buy a road bike. And you go to a lot of dealers and they only recommend what their agent's for. So I just wanted one-stop place where I can do all the research. I'm a beginner, I'm getting into road bikes. You know, I'm 5'2", I'm short, I've got short legs, like what bikes are suitable for me? So I came up with that idea of a one-stop place where you can read all the content, compare different products, read reviews, and then find which dealer closest to me stock the product, because a lot of the bikes brands you can't get online, you can only get it from dealers.
So your business model then is to get paid from the dealer?
Yes, to get paid from the dealer. It's a information site for consumers.
What do you think is the best thing about working with your husband, and what do you think is the biggest challenge of working with a spouse?
Yeah, biggest thing is that I hear from some friends that they work, like one person's at home looking after the family, the other is working long hours at the office. So when you go home, then maybe sometimes there's conflict because you're not spending enough time with them. Whereas for us, we are working together, so there's understanding of both of us putting the hard yards and do long hours, but we're both in it together. So the problem is that we just have to be disciplined not to talk about it in the bedroom. Don't talk about work in the bedroom.
My wife and I work together. We have to set specific times apart, right? Yeah. She has a no work after 6:30 rule, which is hard to get to, but we do manage. Otherwise, especially because if you're both entrepreneurial, you just talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's fun. It's not work.
Yeah, right? It's fun. And it's great because we travel together and we have some time off on the weekend when we're traveling. And then during the week, we're working. So yeah, it's great. The main thing is to be disciplined.
It's time for our rapid fire questions, Chica.
Oh my gosh.
Let's go. What is your favorite question to ask when you meet someone new?
I love hearing about their story, where they're from, like their culture.
Name three of your personal core values.
Passion, excellence, and trust.
Who has had the greatest impact on you as a leader?
My father's a good influence on me. And my general manager in my business, some of the management team, a lot of them I work with really closely. They're my direct reports, and I really respect because, you know, I know my flaws and they cover my flaws. The opinion they have, I really respect.
What is your favorite business book?
I love Great by Choice by Jim Collins.
What are you reading right now?
Bold by Peter Diamandis.
What is the one leadership trait that brings success?
Understanding other people, anyone, your customers, your team members, your colleague, really listening to people, trying to not form a judgment, but understand why they're doing what they do.
What is the one leadership trait that kills success?
Lack of focus.
Name one trait that makes an employee valuable.
Hardworking. And they give a shit. The ones that give a shit about what they're doing.
What's your strangest daily habit?
According to my husband, I crack jokes when he comes to bed and he talks to me and I crack jokes.
In your sleep?
In my sleep, and I don't remember it.
How do you know if they were good jokes? Does he write them down for you?
No, he tells me sometimes, and yeah, so he finds it funny.
What's the best way to show employees appreciation?
By verbally telling them, sending them emails in many ways, but do it regularly.
Well, I want to verbally tell you how much we appreciate you having you on the show, Chica.
Thanks
for coming today.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks for joining us today, and thanks to Gazelle's Growth Institute for underwriting this program. Learn more at growthinstitute.com. Join me next week when I'll be interviewing YPO member Eric Perlinger of PhilSpec, Inc. he'll share the art of successfully spinning profitable yarns, literally. I'm Kevin Daum, and you're listening to the YPO 10-Minute Tips from the Top. To learn more about YPO, please visit www.ypo.org.